everybody, and welcome to Sapphic Survival Guide, where we are queer to answer your questions. I'm Gina.
And I'm Cheyenne.
And class is now in session. Today we are talking about green flags. And we got a list of green flag examples from followers. We're going to walk through those and just add some commentary along the way. So let's get into the list. The first one, which I really like this one, is remembering things you said weeks ago. I feel like especially if they're little things, that just so shows so much like effort and care in actually actively listening to what you're saying and totally is a green flag.
It is. It definitely is a green flag. And I also think it can kind of come off as like not creepy. Creepy is not the word I want to use, but it's just like, wow, intense. You like paid. Yeah, maybe intense. And like, obviously in a good way if you like the person, and not in a good way if you're not that into the person. But I think sometimes it's like, damn, you remember that much about me. I can't believe that. And I feel like sometimes I'm that person. Like I remember the weirdest little details, and then things that I feel like I should remember, I don't.
I feel like I am that way, like selectively.
Yeah.
Have a good memory of things.
Would you rather someone remembered big things or like little things?
I'd be more offended by the big things than the little things, but I would appreciate the little things more than the big things. I don't know if that's a cop-out answer, but
no, I think that's the right answer. I don't think many people would say the opposite unless that's how they are, but I guess they're probably out there. Another one we got was being nice to service staff, and that's not even a green flag. That should be fucking mandatory. Why are you even continuing to associate with people who are assholes to service
Maybe
staff?
It's like being extra nice to service staff.
Like going out of your way to be like.
Because I do agree. If it's like just being nice to people, it's like, yeah. But maybe it's like going out of your way to be nice to whoever's, you know, waiting on you.
Yeah.
Like leaving an extra big tip. I think that's always a green flag. If people aren't, you know, I don't like love the tip culture of America. Well, I'm even thinking now it's hard because like, I don't know everybody's financial situation, obviously, and what you can tip. And that's why I don't really like tip culture of America. But I do think in whatever way, I guess they go out of their way to do something kind, whether it is a big tip, a compliment to the manager, maybe like those things I think are green flags.
Yeah. Yeah. Stacking the plates up on the table for them. So it's easier for them to clear your table. I think little things go a long way. And when people are like really disrespectful and not like outwardly rude, but just like leaving shit all over the place or like making a mess and being like, that's their job to clean up. Like, ew, that's a red flag. So just anything the opposite of being nice is a red flag there. So
I love this one because I watch so much TV. So this is when they watch the TV show that you suggest to them. Now I'm a TV watcher, but I know a lot of people who are music people, and I would go as far to say the same applies for when they listen to the songs that you send them.
Yeah, for sure. And I feel like songs are more like bare minimum because it's easy to listen to like a 2-3 minute song, maybe not a whole album. A show is a little bit more determination. And I feel like you're going the extra mile if you watch a TV show, even if it's just an episode that someone recommended to you. But like, I have an ex who I would like send her songs that reminded me of her. And then like later I'd be like, did you listen to that song? And she'd be like, no. And I'd be like, what? And she'd be like, I played like the 15-second preview, or now I saw the title or whatever. And I was like, it's like 2 minutes long. Like, what the fuck? So I definitely think like going out of your way to like watch or engage with the things that remind you of that person, like shows some sort of connection there beyond like the bare minimum. And that's always a nice thing.
Yeah. Now see, because I'm a TV person and not a music person, I would so much rather, even if it is kind of a commitment, like put at least put the TV show on my list. Then like, I don't really want to listen to a song, even though it is like 2-3 minutes. However, if it is something like my girlfriend sends me, I'm happy to listen because she knows that she knows not to just send me things here and there for no reason. She'll send me things that are more purposeful, but like her and our friend, they share music all the time. And I think that also is bonding for their like friendship, because they just do like random songs. If she sent me like a song every week, I'd be like, I don't really want to listen to all of this.
Yeah.
But it's, she's more like sending things that are meaningful, which then makes them feel like deeper when I listen to the lyrics and stuff, because it's not just like anything, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. That reminds me that one time someone who I had maybe had a few like Instagram conversations with, maybe this was our first Instagram conversation, they sent me a playlist that they'd made for me, and it also came with like an accompanying short story about a date that we were going on, like, and then the song was like, the songs were like the soundtrack, and I was like, oh, like that's a lot, that's really sweet. But it was like someone who I had never really spoken with before, so it was just like, I don't really want to listen to this playlist, but I feel bad because they put in the time and effort for me, but also like, why that, I mean, it's sweet, but it's like, I don't know, a lot.
So that seems intense commitment for that situation. Like if your girlfriend did that now, I'm sure that would be like really cute, but like you're in a whole lot, you live together, it's kind of different than, you haven't ever like gone on a date yet.
Yeah, but what if I like, was just an asshole and I recycled that story and gave it to my partner?
Okay, that but it's not like a bad idea. It is kind of cute. So like, I'm not in favor of that.
I just mean like if I completely plagiarized it all, but like the idea is cute.
steal the idea, not the playlist.
I know. I would never do that. I just like to think like conceptually, what if I did that?
That is funny. I have played a game, like my girlfriend and I have been like at a restaurant, and when we like, you know, have already talked all day, and so now we're like, let's play a game or whatever. I played a game of like, okay, this is the scenario, what song is playing? Or I've also done like, this is a scenario, what outfit am I wearing? What outfit are you wearing? But the song thing is fun, because you can be like, it's Sunday morning, we're making breakfast, we have nothing to do today, and we're just about to like sit down and eat, like the eggs are almost done, what song's playing? Or then you can be like, it's Friday night, we're so stressed from work, but we finally have time together and we're starting to like get things heated up, what song's playing? It's a fun game.
I don't take anything seriously, so like the first song that popped in my head that I would say for those would be like Turn Down for What? Like mine would not be a serious answer. It would be the craziest answer I could think of.
Well, that's not how my girlfriend answered the question.
That's how I would answer. So I feel like I make things not fun sometimes because I just take it too far. But I also,
you
think
know what's so funny
that
about you? I was just thinking this about you and your partner, how like you two are simultaneously so mature and then like in the sense of humor, so immature. Like, I mean that so lovingly, because like emotionally, intelligence wise, you're both so mature. But then when you like send me Snapchats of you guys like goofing around, I'm like, they are just little kids. Playing like
we literally play all the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
And when you said immature, I don't play, but we aren't so goofy. Like we're fun and like we're like in our own way playful, but you guys are silly and goofy in a way that I'm like, you're a match in that sense. Like your sense of humor is same.
It's because we're both so cute. we both have ADHD and like we'll get hyper and just like act wild. When you first said that our sense of humor was immature, I was a little offended, but like after you explained, I'm not offended anymore. But I was offended because
I don't mean it in a bad way.
Yeah, I know, but I like immediately my mind jumped to one of my exes who like thought like poop and fart jokes were funny and like liked Family Guy, like, and I was like, I'm not immature, I'm an intellectual.
No, but like making your cat dance or like putting filters on the cats, and like not all of it's cat humor. That's just like the easiest thing to say.
Just a lot of cat humor. No, like the other night we were laying in bed for like 2 hours and just doing impressions for each other and like crying, laughing, because she would like do them and I'd be like, how do you know the entire script? And she'd be like, I was just making it up. And I was like, I thought you knew all of the words. Like, and she would like be like, she'd be like, do an impression of Adam Sandler. And I was like, you think I know what that man sounds like? Like, we were just like having the best time. And we like, we'll do shit like that all the time. Or we'll play like we'll sing like karaoke and like whatever word we have to, we end on, the next person has to like start a song with that, like just dumb shit. We have lots
I feel like so much of your videos too are like Joey like bending over backwards crawling with like her hair over her face.
That
like
was one video. Be-
Well, it's like so much like physical humor like that though, yeah. Where I feel like you guys are always like, yeah, like you said, you probably get like bursts of energy and you literally are like jumping around, just cracking up. Yeah. My girlfriend and I will get into those fits of laughter, but we aren't like jumping around and like rolling around. We like are, I think our sense of humor is more like witty, and we'll like, mm-hmm. what makes us laugh is like callbacks to our own inside jokes in like other situations.
Yeah.
And then when we can like relate it back and then we like mm-hmm. both get it, then like
we definitely do that too. So we, that's like the best, I think. I like having a mixture. Sure, both. Like I like the little crazy moments. I like watching her do the worm on the floor, but then I also like being like, okay, beige, whenever she wears beige, because I saw her wear beige once. Yeah, like I like shit like that. And I, you know, that's another green flag.
Green flag.
Yeah. That is a green flag. And like being able to read each other's minds in that way and not even having to like say what the person's gonna say and just laughing. Yeah. It's having the same sense of humor as someone is very underrated, I think.
Yeah, agree.
Yeah. Another one that was mentioned was having long-term friendships. That is a green flag for a majority of people. Sometimes I think it's like a sign of like keeping people around too long that maybe shouldn't be in your life. Like I know people who are like, well, I've been friends with them since high school, and I'm like, well, that doesn't mean you should be friends with them now. Like they're not nice to you. So
no, took the words literally right out of my mouth verbatim. What I was going to say is I was going to put like an asterisk on that of like, as long as they're not enabling bad behavior or just excusing things. Cause like, well, we've known each other forever. Mm-hmm. Having long-term quality, genuine friendships. Yes. Yeah. But like, it's about the quality of those friendships, not just having long-term mm-hmm. friendships in general. Mm-hmm. And I also think kind of on the opposite end is being willing to not have friendships continue that are crossing your boundaries. I think that's a green flag because it shows like they're willing to protect their space. And I think that says a lot about how they'd be willing to protect your space together. Mm-hmm. And just, I think that's totally, a green flag if they're willing to respect their own boundaries, even if a friendship is sacrificed.
Yeah. Yeah. And going off of that, I think like if they are able to do that and you set a boundary down the line, I think they might be more receptive to that than someone who can't ever set boundaries and is like, you know, well, we've been together for so long. Why are you doing that? Like, why are you making my life uncomfortable? Or why are you breaking up with me for this? Like, we've been together for so long. Like, I think it's okay to like change course and change your mind and set new rules that work for you. And I definitely think that's a green flag there.
Yeah. Yep. So another one is willingness to understand your point of view, which kind of seems like basic decency, but I will admit that I've had some partners who were more willing to hear me out or more compassionate than others for sure. Like even, you know, I think I talked about like how my girlfriend, I've handled anxiety, like that conversation with her was so much smoother than it maybe would have been with other exes and stuff. And so there is levels to that, but they having an unwillingness would be a red flag. Mm-hmm. So willingness is just the basis.
Yeah. I think that's just emotional maturity that at least like on some level. Speaking of emotions, another one we got is when they validate your emotions. And that also is very, 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 very important because like I said, it just proves emotional immaturity if they can't validate your emotions and are just like explaining away why you shouldn't be feeling what you're feeling or explaining how their intention doesn't match like the impact. Like I think there needs to be like a good balance of understanding where that person's coming from, but also how it's affecting the other person in the dynamic. And if they can't do that, obviously it's a red flag.
Yeah. I think in the heat of things, whatever that is, like anger, excitement, whatever level of heat, I think knowing how to validate the emotions in that moment is great. Obviously, like, having post conversations is really important, but somebody who can, like, get it right away.
Yeah.
Or at least get you right away, I think, is
or try nice. To at least try, yeah. Like, at least want to know where you're coming from.
Yeah. Cause there's a learning curve when you're getting to know somebody, mm-hmm. but then, you know, you understand them and you repeat the patterns that work.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, the last one we have is being validated in your true self, which I definitely feel this. Like, I feel like when I was dating The Mistake, there was times where I didn't like things about myself only because he didn't. And mm-hmm. now that, you know, after not being in that relationship, I'm like, that part of myself doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend would never see that as like a flaw for me. And mm-hmm. so I think sometimes we are able to like just bend just the littlest bit and it doesn't feel like we're sacrificing much. But once you are with somebody who doesn't make you bend at all, you're like, oh, why did I ever do that in the first place?
Right. So can you think of any other green flags that weren't mentioned by any of our listeners?
Well, okay. So I have some personal green flags, like for there, okay. but they're like okay. very just specific, for me, not for everybody.
Okay.
A green flag for me is somebody who's a good dresser, like how mm-hmm. they put themselves together, and mm-hmm. somebody who's a good traveler, mm-hmm. like doesn't hold up lines at security, doesn't, I don't know, do things that annoy me when you're traveling. And that is a compatibility thing for me, but those are some green flags that I definitely look for in partners.
Yeah. Yeah. A green flag for me would be having, this is like, so in the grand scheme of things, it's not that important. It's like lower on the list, but one that I immediately thought of was having coinciding like aesthetic taste to me, like for like decor and stuff. Like my partner and I don't like 100% of the same things, but like in a past relationship, that person wanted our house to be entirely black walls, black furniture, black everything. And I'm like very colorful, mm-hmm. light, bright, airy. Like I don't want everything to just be dark and like cave-like. And so like
interior, that's important. Design compatibility.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I spend a lot of time at home. I work from home. I don't really like to leave the house that much. Like I'm home a lot and I want my space to like reflect who I am internally and like make me feel good to be in. And sometimes people's spaces don't. Yeah. I also think it's a green flag when people's words and actions align. Like that's a pretty big one, just yeah. because there are a lot of people who like know the right things to say, but do they live up to it? Not really.
Yeah. Another big one for me is the way that people treat animals, because mm-hmm. I have animals. So if somebody was like not cool with dogs, and I'm not talking about like the TIFF ultimatum drama, I just mm-hmm. mean like if somebody loves my dog, totally a green flag for me.
Yeah. Yeah. One time my fault, because I was still hanging out with men at this time, but I had this guy over and he was just like ignoring my cats. And I was like, excuse you, like they're on, like walking all over you, like wanting to be pet, like you're being rude right now. And I don't know. Some people just don't like cats. Some people are allergic, but I know that's not true for him. So I just was like, you're disrespecting my cats. You're disrespecting me. I'm going to disrespect your life right now. Like, not really, but
no,
that's what it felt like.
I think everyone has a different level of like what they like, but that's why I say these are green flags for me. Like a lot of the ones that got sent in, I think are green flags in general, which is great. But I have some of my own personal ones because yeah, if somebody is like, oh, I'm not a dog person, I already well, I don't know about this then. But not everybody's going to be a dog person. So somebody else would be like, oh, I'm not that way. And so if somebody else isn't that way, that's a green flag for me.
Mm. What about beige flags? Like things about you that aren't like awful, but she doesn't love them, but she's just like, I'll live with them. Like it's a beige flag.
I will say I love this trend on TikTok right now of like straight girls talking about their boyfriend's beige flags, mm-hmm. but they're usually like quirky, funny things that like after a while, the bit might be, I haven't seen too many that were red flags. Most of the ones mm-hmm. I've seen were like bits that their boyfriends do, yeah. which is why it cracks me up. Yeah. I do some bits with my girlfriend that she probably wants me to stop doing. Not because there's anything wrong with them, but because I've done them so many times. For example, whenever my like stomach hurts, I will like pull my like underwear down where my gut like hangs out, and I'll place my hands in a way where it looks like I'm pregnant. And then I will lean up against walls and pretend like I'm in a glamorous pregnancy photo shoot, but really just my stomach hurts. And she'll be like, please stop. And I'll just like go into another pose, and I'm always it's like glamour about it, because I've done it so much that she's like, this bit's over.
She's over it.
We've been doing this for 6 months. Like, you can't, and I get stomach aches all the time.
I'm trying to think of some bits I have, because I feel like some of my bits are definitely my beige flags.
My family, this isn't like with a relationship. My family does a bit where like, if there's anything, if you even like hint that you don't love something, we go, oh, you hate it.
So I like do that too.
My dad will like put the cucumbers to the side of his salad, and he'll like eat one. But we're like, oh, you hate cucumbers. And he's like, I don't hate them. We're like, no, you hate them.
Yeah. My cat will like sit on my girlfriend's lap instead of mine. And I'll be like, oh, so you hate me and you want me dead? That's what you're telling me? And I'm like, you never loved me? Like, shit like that. Or another one of mine. What if we just turn this whole episode into bits? Because bits are like green flags for me personally. Like, I guess
those are the beige flags. That's how we got here.
Yeah, but like bits are my love language, I think. One of my bits is anytime my girlfriend like coughs or sneezes like more than once, I'll be like, you know, you don't have to do that for my attention, right? Like, it's kind of pathetic that you think you need to like do all of that. You could just like talk to me. Or if she like says the same thing as me, or like does something similar to me, or dresses similar to me, or whatever, I'll be like, you want to be me so bad.
That's funny.
Yeah. Or like, I do like weird voices. Like, I've done my voices for you before.
I've heard the voices.
I do lots of voices. Yeah. And she doesn't like them at night because she thinks I'm like possessed. I also like to roll my eyes back in my head, and she hates that one. I'll also open my eyes while we're kissing and just like stare at her. She hates that.
A bit that I do that my girlfriend does like is sometimes when we're in public and I go to the bathroom, when I come back, I pretend like I'm walking up to her for the first time.
I love that.
Like,
yeah.
Introduce myself and like see how long we can go before. And then eventually when I'm over, I'll just be like, so you want to kiss? And then she'll be like, yeah. And then we'll kiss. And I'll be like, would you have actually kissed me then? And she'll be like, no, not yet.
Yeah. I'll do that like in a store. I'll come up to her and be like, hey, sexy, you come here often? And then she'll be like, yes or no or whatever. Or like, she'll do that to me and I'll be like, I'm in a relationship actually. And
oh no, my girlfriend gets nervous. Like, she like really goes along with the bit. So she like literally afterwards, like her like heart's beating fast. And I'm like, you know, I'm already your girlfriend.
Right?
I don't know. Why does that happen?
She's like, your clone is coming up to her.
She doesn't have an answer. I think she, it's just like, it charges her romantic electromagnetic things. I don't know.
Keeps it exciting. Yeah. We've talked about like doing the, dressing up in a costume type thing and like pretending not to know each other at a bar, but I don't think we'd be able to take it seriously at all.
That's why we just see how long we can go. It usually lasts like a minute.
Yeah.
But it's fun. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. With that, we're done talking about green flags. If you have any questions for future episodes, we have a phone number. It's 724-209-8877. You can call and leave us a message. It might get played in an episode if you're lucky. We also have an email address. It's savicsurvivalguide@gmail.com. You can also find us on Patreon for exclusive bonus content. Patreon.com/savicsurvivalguide. We're on social media on pretty much any platform as Sapphic Survival Guide, mostly Instagram and TikTok. We're also on Twitter though, at Sapphic Survival, and you can go leave us a review, rate the show, follow us. That would be really great and help us continue to make episodes for you. And you can find me, Cheyenne, at Hot Mespian on pretty much any social media platform.
And you can find me anywhere online at The Libra Gina, including my website, thelibragina.com. And you can listen to Hello wherever you listen to podcasts. And with that, class is now dismissed.